I speak to you in the name of our one God, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. Amen. Amen. A friend of mine, Blaine, has been a hairstylist for a very long time. He's quite talented, if I do say so. And for many years, he owned a salon on MacArthur Boulevard, a very unassuming, unpretentious place on MacArthur Boulevard in the Palisades neighborhood of Northwest DC. And as the owner of the salon, he was extremely busy. He managed 6 employees, he ordered all the supplies, he made sure that the rent was paid, he negotiated the lease, and he made the place even into a haunted house for Halloween for the neighborhood kids. And of course, he had his own very large book of business. You have to plan out your schedule months in advance to get an appointment with Blaine. But amidst all this busyness, Blaine could see that several of his older clients needed a little bit more attention. So he took extra time for them. One of them was Mary Margaret Valenti, the wife of the late Jack Valenti, the former head of the Major Motion Picture Association of America. And Mary Margaret came in twice a week for her wash and her set, and she came in with her driver and in her Chanel suit or her Dior suit, and after a while, she and Blaine struck up quite a close friendship. He realized she still was lonely, though, after her husband had died especially, and so on Sundays, his day off, he would go to her house, ostensibly to, again, style her hair, but in fact, they were building this friendship. He got caught up in some other parts of her life a little bit. One time he was asked to help her choose her attire for an evening movie opening. So he opened up the closet full of black clothing and looked at the array of selection. He picked out a pair of black slacks and a black cardigan, and Mary Margaret looked at his selection and said, "Oh, Blaine, the pants, the slacks are Dior, and the cardigan is Chanel, and you do not mix your labels." So through this friendship, Blaine was picking up these additional pieces of information and details that he didn't know he would ever have in his life, but it was all part of this developing friendship. At her funeral, which was in September, after she passed away, Blaine got a shout out. One of the younger members of, a younger family member of Mary Margaret, at the reception, asked him to raise his hand to be acknowledged. So there he was in his one suit for weddings and funerals, hiding all of his very many tattoos, but couldn't hide his dyed blue beard. There he was, raising his hand amidst all these Georgetown establishment types and Hollywood types, and this friend said, "Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to visit with Mary Margaret. You answered every email, you responded to every phone call, you let her know that you cared. Thank you." No matter how busy he was, he took the time to care for someone else. And today's gospel reading, the story of Martha and Mary, helps us put stories like Blaine's in our Christian context. You've got Martha, who's really busy in the kitchen, and you have Mary, who's contemplating and sitting at Jesus' feet, and then Jesus gives Martha these lines that you may know well. "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has found the better part." We often leave hearing those words and thinking Martha is criticized and Mary is lauded. And in a city full of Marthas, men and women, doing busy people, right? We're busy people. We have work, we have family, we take care of parents and children and our yards and our dogs. We volunteer, we are docents. We do all sorts of things. We are busy people, all of us. And this reading is not meant to criticize what we do, but it is a request, an invitation for us to remember why we do it. For the love of Jesus, for the commandments to love and serve one another, and to be present with Jesus and build our relationship with Jesus. As Blaine knows, busyness cannot stand alone. Busyness must come alongside love and care for one another. Now, let's look at Martha. She is busy. She's in the kitchen. She's working hard to prepare for Jesus and his guests. But isn't this what Jesus told her to do? To welcome the stranger, to love her neighbor. But she has forgotten why she's doing it. She is so busy, she doesn't even remember that she's doing all of this for Jesus. He's standing right there, and all she can think about is herself and that this work is drudgery. She's lost the frame of reference, and that is her relationship with Jesus. So all she's left is with drudgery and hard work and no joy. So what Jesus is doing is inviting her to reframe her work. But notice he doesn't say stop working. He doesn't say stop doing what you're doing. What she's doing is important. She is preparing food for the guests. His feet do need to be washed. Jesus' feet are dirty after and dusty after traveling on those roads. They need a place to sleep. So what she's doing could be discipleship if only she would remember why she is doing it. So Jesus offers up the example of Mary, who is sitting at Jesus' feet. And what Mary has done is she has given her heart over to Jesus. She knows that she is fully in the presence of Jesus. She is present to him, and he is present to her. There are no distractions. And she has found joy. She has found great joy in giving her heart to Jesus and being fully present to him. And Jesus is offering Martha that same joy that Mary has. But I think Mary is missing something. I think Mary is missing something because when you look at the way this text, or the other texts that surround it, you'll see that it is not all about sitting around and contemplating Jesus. The text right before this one is the Good Samaritan. And after Jesus goes through the parable of the Good Samaritan, what does he say to the young lawyer who has finally discovered that your neighbor is the one to whom you show mercy? Jesus says, go and do likewise. Not sit around and hang out with me, but go and do likewise. Two stories before this, we have Jesus sending out the 70 disciples to go spread the good news. And what Jesus tells them is, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. There is great need. And so what Martha is doing, what Mary is doing, both of them are ways to be disciples of Jesus, but the story wants us to be both, Martha and Mary, in this world. And by doing so, to find joy, to find the joy that comes from being present to Jesus and to have Jesus being present to you in everything you do. And you all have reminded me of this here at Christ Church over the last 4 years since I've been with you. You have supported me and engaged with me in all sorts of programming activities, Sunday school and ushering and here at the altar and decorating the parish hall and singing, all of these things that we have engaged in together. You have reminded me these are God's work. Everything I've done, all the busyness and all of that is framed because God is here in this place. Among us. Every time I've sat with you in the library and we've celebrated joys or we've cried together, and the passing conversations we've had in the kitchen, or that glance you give me as I'm trying to cross the parish hall that brings me back in, and we spend time together, that's all worth it because Jesus is present there with us. And your children remind me this of, well, those St. Nick's parties when I'm about to collapse and it's only halfway through and I'm managing 65 kids and 5 babysitters. And is it the right movie or the wrong movie? Are there enough cookies and pizza? And about halfway through, I remember that the presence of children is the presence of God. And in all of this, you have brought me great joy. To be both Martha and Mary in your midst has been a joyful experience. And it is the joy that comes from knowing that everything I was doing was because of Jesus and the presence of Jesus here in this place. And I hope I've reminded you of the same. I hope I've reminded you that everything you do here, your vestry meetings, all those things that make this place home, whether you're a volunteer or wonderful paid staff, every little bit of it is God's work. And not just here, but I hope I have reminded you that what you do outside of this place, how you approach your jobs and playing that last game of Uno with your children before bed, how you take care of God's creation at home and around this community, all of that is about building the kingdom of God. It's about being present to Jesus in those moments. No matter how big or small they are all God's work, and the presence of Jesus is with you through it all. And that's how you will find joy as well. That's how we can all be both Martha and Mary in this world. And so this is my charge to you as I take your leave of you, to be Martha and Mary in this community and in the greater community. To be Martha and Mary, to be busy and engaged in everything that you do that is important to you and to those around you, but to remember why you are doing it. Why you are doing it, to build your relationship with Jesus, to be present to Jesus, to have Jesus be present to you by loving and serving those around you so that you're not simply busy, but you are busy and active and engaged for God. And in that, you will find joy. You will find joy. You will find that deep joy that comes from furthering your relationship with Jesus and doing it in community. You will find the joy that I have found here among you these last few years. Amen, and God bless you.